Health Radio FM. I'm at the CHFA trade show, and I'm here with John Rulak. And are you the founder of Nutiva?
I'm the CEO and founder of Nutiva, the world's leading brand of organic hemp and chia coconut superfoods.
Now, I'm looking at your array of products, and I understand, you know, chia, and we'll talk about that, and hemp, but I'm seeing a red coconut oil. What is that all about?
It's red palm oil.
Red palm,
we source it from Ecuador, and palm has been a lot in the news because of the destruction of the forests in Southeast Asia and harming the orangutan habitat. But we source it from Ecuador, all organic fair trade, where there's no destruction of forests to grow our red palm. And red palm's got a great nutty, buttery flavor that most people are not familiar with.
What are some of the benefits of palm versus another oil?
Red palm is the highest source of antioxidants, beta carotenes, tocotrienols in the plant kingdom. And more people realize that it's important for us to get antioxidants. And that's why it has that deep, you know, orange color. Just similar to people are saying, you know, eat more carrots and reds and greens. And so you can now get that in your cooking oil.
Now, how much would I have of the cooking oil a day to hit those benefits?
People suggest it could be anywhere from 1 to 3 tablespoons. Not everyone wants to do 3 tablespoons of it because that's a fair amount of fat. But you can it's really easy to use. You mix it in with like hummus, tabbouleh, guacamole. So it's great for dips and sauces, and also cooking eggs or baking, let's say, yams, that kind of thing with it.
For those that don't know, why would I be switching over from one type of oil in my cooking to a coconut oil?
Well, coconut oil is also really good. It's very rich in lauric acid, and the people who eat the most coconut oil are the trimmest people and the least amount of heart disease, such as Sri Lanka and Thailand. So coconut oil is very healthy. It is a saturated fat, but it's a medium chain, and it has a long history of successful use. And coconut oil is also it's very versatile as well. It's also great for your skin and your hair.
Well, I'm a huge fan of coconut oil, so my hair is always so shiny. Chia seed. Let's talk about chia seeds. Why are chia seeds so good for you?
Well, chia seeds have been used for thousands of years, and they were considered the most important food for the Aztec and Mayan fighters. So they would carry a gruel that would be crushed up chia with amaranth, and that's what they would use for their fighting food, just like the Romans with maybe, you know, wheat. And it's one of the highest sources of omega-3 in the plant kingdom. Excellent mineral source, calcium, magnesium, and a very high quality omega-3 and protein. And also it's very, has an unusual fiber that basically it soaks up water 9 times its weight. So you can put in a little water, you can put it in porridge or put it in a smoothie and then blend it up. So chia is becoming and very popular. And of course, people used to hear about the commercial, the chia yeah. Pet. And now we're going to eat it instead of having it be a little toy in our living room.
I'm a huge chia fan when it comes to my children being sick. Because of its ability to absorb 9 times its weight, I make a chia fresca and let it absorb the water, and then they can sip on that, and it allows them to hydrate themselves throughout the day, and they typically can hold it down. And so I'm a huge chia fan.
Yeah, and another thing.
Yes.
Try throwing chia in yogurt or applesauce. Those are both wet. Water or moisture, so it soaks that up. So if you're eating oatmeal or yogurt or applesauce, just throw in a couple tablespoons, wait a few minutes, and it absorbs it. And then you can also throw hemp seeds. That's the other superfood. We don't want to forget about the mighty hemp seed.
Yes, I was going to ask you about hemp seeds as well. So now you also have your hemp seed here as well. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, Nativas were the leading brand of organic hemp seeds in the world. We're going to be growing over about 7 million pounds of certified organic hemp in the prairies here in Canada and in Manitoba and Saskatchewan and Alberta and some in Quebec and Ontario as well. Hemp is one of my favorite foods in the world. It's excellent protein source. Shelled hemp seeds or hemp hearts are 33% protein. Also very rich in magnesium, more so than chia. Magnesium, zinc, and iron. Those are 3 minerals that many people are short in because of the industrialization of agriculture and our soils. We're literally washing away the minerals from our soils. And if you don't have the right minerals, just like you can't grow plants with soil that doesn't have minerals. And it's also very good in not only omega-3, but GLA and SDA, rare fatty acids that you don't find in fish you don't find in the plants such as flax or canola or chia. So I like to mix it up, though. That's the one thing I encourage everyone. If you want to be healthy, don't just say, oh, I'm just going to be eat chia and oatmeal. Just, you know, you want to do, there's 10,000 plants on this earth. And why we think we just should eat 10 or 12 of them is beyond me. So we want to just have a diversity of plants. Just like if you have a company, what would happen if you only had accountants in your company? You wouldn't be very well. What if you only had salespeople, but you need a range of them? And that's the way, same way you want to eat a rainbow of different types of, you know, seeds or nuts or fruits. And there's a great way to grow all these crops, and organic, we feel, is the best.
John Rulak of Nutiva, thank you so much for your time and enjoy the show.
Great. Thank you for coming by.